Parshas Ki Siso contains the astonishing story of the golden calf. Shortly after the Jewish people had received the tremendous revelation at Mount Sinai, that which has not been duplicated anywhere else at any other time in history, shortly thereafter, having feared that they had lost their leader, Moses, they not only rejected him in favor of another human leader, but rather they rejected him in favor of a golden calf. This, that they could have been fooled into thinking that Moses would not return, is understandable. But what then should have happened, they should have chosen Miriam or Aaron or someone else and chosen them as a leader. One of them could have led them in the desert. Why is it that they rejected a human leader in favor of an inanimate object? However, it is explained in Hasidic philosophy that there was a basic concept which the Jewish people had understood, and one detail of it they did not understand, and this is what led them astray. The idea of a prophet in Judaism, and in particular the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, was that he is followed not because of his superior intellect or of his superior emotional qualities. Rather, the reason he is followed is because he is a faithful instrument to give over the word of God. Although Moshe Rabbeinu's chokhmah, his intelligence, was certainly unsurpassed, nevertheless, this is in itself not necessarily an advantage or a positive aspect of why the Jewish people should listen to him. The Jewish people could think that the opposite is true, that when it is someone with tremendously high intellectual capacity or other tremendous powers, then we could never be sure whether he is actually accurately giving over the words of God, or perhaps his own personal feelings are mixed in. After all, no matter how high he is nevertheless still human. And how could they there be assured that the prophecy was entirely accurate? Perhaps some of his own personal feelings and his own personal embellishment was added. It was for this reason that the Jewish people desired specifically a daimim, an inanimate object, to be their leader. After all, they weren't totally irrational. They were holding, as our sages say, on a higher intellectual level than we are. They were a dor deya, a generation of tremendously high intellect. Why then could they think that an inanimate object could lead them? Because they believed that their leadership came straight from God, and they wanted it to come through and be conveyed to them in a way that there could be no possible interruption. If there would be a human being conveying them their direction and their leadership, then there would always be a suspicion, they thought, that perhaps his own personal leanings and his own personal feelings were somehow affecting the commandment of God. If, however, they took an inanimate object and God's directions came from them to them through this inanimate object, then certainly there would be nothing else except for the commandment of God, because the inanimate object has no intellect, it has no will, it has no desire, and no free choice. And therefore, whatever God would command and God would instruct, it would come to them straight without any interference whatsoever. And this was their desire in making the golden calf. However well-intentioned they might have been, however, what they did was a denial, was a kfira. It was a denial of God, and it was an idolatrous act, because it is one of the principles of Jewish philosophy that God gives prophecy to Bnei Adam, that he gives people, human beings, the ability to prophesize. And although it might be an individual with a unique intellect and unique feelings that which no other person has, nevertheless, when a prophet who is determined to be a prophet according to the halacha, according to the guidelines of Jewish law, when he gives over the words of God, we can be assured that these are the words of God. And although he might have his unique powers and capacities, nevertheless, they do not interfere or alter whatsoever God's directions and God's commands. And although they might have had good intentions, wishing an inanimate object to be the vehicle for conveyance of these commands, nevertheless they were rejecting the commandments of God and worshiping idols, that since the way that God wishes to convey these commandments to us is specifically through human beings. Thank you for joining us for the Chassidic Thought on Parshas Ki Siso, and please join us next week for Parshas Vayakel.